here to Superpowered Pop with Dan Tortora and
Eric Bunch. How we doing, everybody?
DT and EB right here for you inside the studios of Superpowered Pop. You are listening on superpoweredpop.com as well as Superpowered Pop with Dan Tortora in the iTunes store, superpoweredpop.podbean.com for our entire archive. And you can catch all this stuff by going once again to superpoweredpop.com, home base, folks, and also the home base of the CNY Pop Festival, and on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, at Superpowered Pop. I am bananas about the show that we're about to do.
As am I. And I can tell you right now that I am incredibly jacked for the trailer that we just watched.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Infinity War, we know that it's coming. There's been three trailers at the time of our conversation. We watched them, we deciphered it, we went through them, the language, we saw the subtitles, all that stuff. And I'm so jacked about this movie. I'm so excited about this movie. I really hope that it's good.
I'm kind of at a loss for words in the context of this particular movie and this trailer. That's obviously not going to help us in a talking podcast, but, absolutely mind blown. I mean, just the way that the latest trailer that we've seen, I think this movie is going to be very successful. I mean, obviously all the Marvel Avengers movies have been very successful up to this point, but this one I think is really going to blow it out of the water.
Yeah, I think this is going to be good stuff. And as we do in every show, bookends, rapid fire at the beginning for your amusement at the end. Meat of the show in the middle. The meat of the show is going to be the Infinity War trailers. Rapid fire is where we're going to start. You started last time, I'm going to start this time.
Okay.
So, rapid fire. If you could have any of the stones, which Infinity Stone would you want to have and why? If you could only have one.
It's a tough decision. The Power Stone sounds pretty awesome.
Okay.
But I think the Time Stone would probably be the way to go.
Why the Time Stone?
Well, it just gives you that ability to, go back and relive things and maybe make better decisions. And
I guess we have space, mind, reality, power, soul, and time. And you chose the time, which is inside of the Eye of Agamotto, which is in the possession of Doctor Strange, the green stone in the movies.
Yep.
So you're going with the time.
Yeah, I think I would go with the time.
Okay.
Just knowing me and my, my experiences, and then just the idea that you can actually fast forward and go in the future too. And
you can go back and forth. You can make Dormammu your slave.
Just keep him in that loop.
Keep him in the loop, killing you forever.
Yeah.
Somehow you're winning, even though he's winning. And
definition of insanity right there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool though.
So.
All right, what's your question for me?
All right, let's just go right off of that. What would your stone be?
My stone would be the Soul Stone.
Soul Stone?
I can travel back to the world of the souls, and whenever I want, I can bring back to life whoever I want. And I'm not going to say that I would kill whoever I want, because that's not a me thing. So, I think it'd be really cool to reincarnate, bring people back, travel to that world. At the same time, I want to respect the land of the living and the land of the dead. So, as much as I like the Soul Stone, I'm gonna pick something that's a little bit different here. I would take the Mind Stone and expand my horizon with the mind.
Well, that goes, I think, in terms of, I know you fairly well, so I know that you are very much about wisdom.
Yeah.
So, I could see that definitely.
Yeah, okay, I'm going with the Mind Stone. Right. Vision's gonna have to share.
Yeah.
If you could be any Marvel Avenger in the current movie for Infinity War, who would it be and why? Any hero. Any Avenger, yes.
Any Avenger hero.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. Thor's looking pretty badass right now.
Okay.
I'd probably have to go with Thor, shooting the lightning bolts, and now that he's truly, harnessed his power.
Yeah.
After the most recent Thor movie.
That he is true lightning.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Wonder Woman, where she thought the sword was the god killer, but it's her.
It's really her,
and then Thor thought it was all about Mjolnir, and it's not. It was him whole time.
It's all inside him. Yep. Yeah. Yep. All
right.
Okay.
You got Thor.
So, I don't want to go trying to think here.
Anything Avengers, Infinity War, anything Marvel, around this, anything at all.
If you could have one character take down Thanos, who would it be?
Oh, man. Scarlet Witch, because she, you know, I mean, everything that happened to her was just awful in Civil War.
Okay.
You know, and I think that, you know, the Sokovia Accords and these big changes, I think a lot of that's on her shoulders that she feels it's all her fault. So I would love for her to get a big win for the team.
Okay.
And I would love to... I just think her powers are really cool and kind of like endless.
Okay.
So I thought that I think that'd be really cool. And Elizabeth Olsen, I think she does a great job.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Cool.
Props to her.
Awesome.
I think here, what do I want to ask you? Mm-mm-mm. What would make you side with Thanos?
I guess the question is, does he or doesn't he have all the stones at that point?
Well, that's just greedy.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
Which basis are we going to go off of? Does he have the stones?
We'll say he has all the. He's got all the stones. He's got the gauntlet.
Well, if he's got the gauntlet, I'm not making my own decision because he's controlling the hell out of me at that point.
Okay.
He's got the Mind Stone. He's got the whole gauntlet.
Okay. All right. So you're
tell me that's not a fair answer.
Your decision is indecision.
Tell me that's not a fair answer, though.
It is
in the context of
the
gauntlet and the stones.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So,
what's your third one? What do you got?
Hmm.
And folks, just so you know, we do five to open, five each in rapid fire. So Eric is on his third right now.
Okay.
What do you got?
If you had the time stone,
mm-hmm.
given the current sequence of events, of what has occurred in the cinematic universe, what would you go back and change?
Ooh. In the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Sure.
What would I change? What would I change?
or attempt to change, because it's just the time stone. There's no.
I would take all of the Spider-Verse and put it in Marvel.
Okay.
And I'd bring them Venom.
Fair
and
enough.
And Scarlet Spider.
Fair enough.
Being
the Spider-Man fan that you are,
I would give the entire Rogues Gallery to who should have it.
Okay.
I want Green Goblin flying on his... I want him flying on his glider with Iron Man on. I mean, his suit. Yeah. Absolutely. Make it happen.
Okay,
let me think here. Your fourth question. Ba-na-na-na-na. What is your least favorite Marvel Cinematic Universe movie that has led to Avengers Infinity War?
My least favorite.
Yep.
I mean, I really can't say that I didn't enjoy all of them. I think I did enjoy pretty much every movie that's been out.
Yeah.
I probably have to go with Ragnarok. I mean...
Rightly so.
No, yeah. I mean, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I still was very entertained.
Yeah.
It's
a buddy cop movie.
Yeah. I just feel like...
It's like Kindergarten Cop, but with them.
They could have not done it. And, I mean...
It wouldn't have changed anything in the universe.
Yeah. It wouldn't have made a big difference on what's going on.
That entire 2-hour movie, all that it was like necessary for is that Thor is falling in space.
Yep. Yep.
So why don't you just make him fall in space somewhere else and do it in a short for 2 minutes?
Yep.
All right. What's your question for me in rapid fire? Infinity Edition.
Okay. If you had the Space Stone.
Okay.
In the context of your reality.
Yeah.
Where would you go right now?
Pluto.
You going?
I'd go to the planet Pluto.
And what would happen when you get to Pluto?
I would tell it that it's a planet, and I'm sorry that people haven't respected and loved you for who you are. I would want to travel to see if there's life elsewhere. It'd be nerve-wracking, but at the same time, I got God on my side.
Okay.
So I'd say, God, take me to where we got to go. Let's use the Space Stone.
Okay.
All right, my final question for Eric in rapid fire to start off Superpowered Pop, Infinity Edition... Let's think. What character not in the Marvel Universe, now that Marvel and Fox are somewhat together as long as Trump and the government doesn't block it as a monopoly, even though Disney, if we're looking at monopolies, is a monopoly back in like 1901, but in the context of the world that we're in, if Marvel and Fox are together, what character would you like to... have a special cameo, your kind of oh shiznit moment of an Infinity War? if we're watching the movie and somebody just boom shows up and you're like, damn.
Any character.
From... any character that was with Fox that could come over.
I mean, I have to go with my go-to, Wolverine.
Okay.
I mean, I think it'd be cool, but obviously he's, if I'm not mistaken, he's one of the new Avengers in the
Wolverine, the comic book movie. The Avengers are constantly evolving and ever-changing, so they've had pretty much all over the place. They've had the West Coast Avengers, it's crazy, but Wolverine does have a place in most stories.
I think I would be definitely have that oh shit moment if Hugh Jackman walked on screen and just started slicing things up.
And he's got the adamantium claws holding a cigar, and he puts them back in his mouth. He goes, "What's up, bub?"
Yeah,
I'd love that.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. All right, cool. right out of the cartoon.
Yeah, he everything crashes, and he comes out with no shirt off of like a crashed space shuttle, and you're like, "How did you even get here?"
Yeah. That would be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It'd be amazing. All right. So, final number five for you.
Yeah, what do you got for me?
Okay. I'll just keep this moving. I'll do the same thing. Same character, not same character.
Who could I bring with
me? Who could you bring back or bring over from a Fox?
Well, I'm going to be hip to the game here. Okay. I bring a Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler.
So that we can teleport all over the universe.
Okay, so you really don't need the Space Stone at that point.
No, and it gives me a nice little ace in the hole.
Okay.
So I'm taking Nightcrawler.
Okay.
You know, we're going to make it happen. So that's what I would be doing. We're going to take a step aside. I've heard that there's some breaking news. I don't know if something's evolving with Thanos and the Infinity Stones, but something may be going down right now. We're going to have to take a step aside, and we'll come back speaking on Infinity War's trailer. As long as we're here, I don't know. I mean, things are getting a little bit crazy out there.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back. We're sorry to interrupt this broadcast of Super Powered Pop with Dan Tortora and Eric Bunch for what's been going on inside of New York City. Oh my gosh, it is bananas outside, folks. We just saw the Hulk. We don't know if it's good, bad, right, or wrong. Who's got control of the Hulk? Thanos is out there. Oh!
Hulk smash!
Well, hopefully, we hope that Hulk is smashing something that's bad, but we don't know. We're going to take it back to you guys.
Hulk hungry.
Okay, we're just going to have to go. We're going to have to cut the feed, get out of here. We know that when the Hulk is on the prowl, we need to get the heck out of the area. We're going back to Super Powered Pop in the studios with DT and AB.
Hey, this is Frank Albertine, the owner of The Fourth Wall, 41 New Hartford Shopping Center, New Hartford, New York. The phone number is 315-922-7770. I kind of recognized a lot of the things that I see in myself, drive and passion. You have to have those two things to move through life. And, you know, I've always been able to be a good judge of character, judging, you know, people that are like-minded and people that want to get things done and want things to go a certain way. Their way for the most part, you know, and I have always been able to recognize that in other people. And I see what you're doing here with Super Powered Pop, and I see what you're doing with everything about your life and everything that you've kind of talked about with me and everything with your show and all your current stuff that's great that you're doing. And I really wanted to be a part of it.
We're back here on Super Powered Pop with DT and
EB.
Hanging out with you right here inside the Super Powered Pop studios. You're listening on superpoweredpop.com, superpoweredpop.podbean.com, and of course, you're finding us on iTunes, Super Powered Pop with Dan Tortora, and on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Super Powered Pop to keep up with us, our thoughts, what is on our mind 24/7. You can get us there. The meat and potatoes of this show is the Infinity War trailers. There's a trifecta of them. We've learned some things from them. Biggest thing that sticks out to you about the three trailers that we've seen?
Literally, in the most recent trailer, the subliminal messaging in the very beginning of Thanos turning the world upside down.
Yeah.
Just when the trailer starts, you just see the whole world shifting.
Yeah.
Everything going over.
It's always New York City.
I think it's from the perspective of his ship.
Okay.
But it's definitely some subliminal messaging right there.
Yeah, it's you know, it's so cool. And Eric brought it up. He said, I think this is Thanos' ship, and it's essentially coming in, but we're seeing the world turn upside down, because that's what Thanos is going to do to the world. The thing that really stuck out to me, because I read the Infinity Gauntlet,
yep,
and recently, and went through it, and the whole thing is he's trying to please death,
mm-hmm,
because he's already died. This, mm-hmm, is the crazy thing about it. When he wields the gauntlet, he's dead. Death brings him back to life, Lady Death, and when she brings him back to life, he says, I need the gauntlet. And she says, okay, I'm going to give you the gauntlet, but you need to kill half the universe. All the universe. Every planet everywhere. Snap your fingers, gone. And that's how it starts. Gamora gets right to it. For as long as I've known him, he's only wanted one thing, to destroy half the universe. And he could do it with the Infinity Gauntlet, with the snap of his fingers, just like that. And I think that that's so cool. But that's for me, because I was like geeking out about reading the book. Right. So, you know, it seems really cool to me. And then there's this whole, like, we're going to see Gamora's backstory. And we're going to see, like, her being raised by Thanos and her holding his hand. And then there's, like, these giant beings that are bluish purple. And I just think it's kind of cool that we're gonna almost see the gladiator realm that Thanos looks like he came from as a mad titan.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's going to be, like, more to the story than just Thanos going crazy.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Definitely seeing some of that backstory is going to be important for people, especially those that haven't really, you know, been invested in the comics and really understand Thanos as a character. That's going to be an important thing. I'm really looking forward to it, man. I think this is just going to be absolutely nonstop action the entire movie.
Yeah, it better be.
Yeah, I'm so jazzed.
The Iron Spider, the gold, and like, we haven't seen it come out, and I don't want to.
Yeah.
There's certain things I don't want to see, but there's little things that we caught in these trailers. There's two things we caught in one scene. Now, I got to give some shout-out to the people on the internet that are always, like, prognosticating and trying to find stuff and whatever and being, like, really intricate. Because without them, I wouldn't have caught this, but right. I did. So shout out to the super-powered populators everywhere that caught the scene where I believe it's Scarlet Witch with Vision behind her and Captain America and somebody behind him. And it's very quick.
Do we want to talk about it?
Yeah, we got to talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, it's very quick. And they're just, like, walking.
And you see one little lightning bolt.
Yeah, you see in the armpit of Captain America, the person behind him, you see the blue on the bottom, the red on the top, and the gold with the starish figure in the middle. It's obviously Captain Marvel.
Okay.
The female Captain Marvel. Yeah.
To me, it looked like a little bit of a lightning bolt there. I don't know if they're going to change up the design, but regardless.
Yeah,
we really don't know.
No, but she's there.
But it's easy to speculate.
Right.
Yeah.
There's something else in there. Do you want to tell people?
Oh, well, when you see Vision walking, holding himself.
When you see him holding his side, looks like he's in pain.
It looks like he's in some pain, and it looks like it's plausible that the stone is out of his
Mind stone. We don't see the yellow, shiny stone in his head. There's kind of a little opening.
Yeah. I mean, in the beginning there, you see the Thanos putting a couple stones, I think it was the Power Stone or the Space Stone, into the gauntlet there.
He's got two.
Like he has two. So who knows exactly what happens? I'm guessing that Thanos probably acquires that stone from Vision, but it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, it's it.
Still a lot of...
And how does he get the Power Stone, and we see the Tesseract, we see that the Space Stone with Loki, and we know Loki, you know, the sorcerer that he is, I mean, he's kind of, in a way, the Eugene.
Yeah.
Eugene. You know what I mean? Because he wants to be everybody's friend.
Really,
like, don't kill me.
And he's almost got the same haircut at certain times.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of a mullet.
Yeah.
He's definitely got a party in the back.
Yeah.
So don't kill me.
Yeah.
You know? And so he's going through. So we know that he gives that up, but how do they get the Power Stone, which is from Guardians of the Galaxy number one, which we know that was in the hands of the Guardians, and then they put it on Xandar, which is the home of the Nova Corps.
Yep.
Are we going to meet Nova, too? And if we meet Nova, here's the crazy thing. So the Power Stone is with the Nova Corps. Nova is like the last he's the last remaining of the Nova Corps. So it's plausible for me to make this giant leap, but just hear me out, that Thanos, we know, gets the Power Stone. The Power Stone's on Xandar. Xandar's the home of Nova Corps. So he goes there, finishes Ronan the Accuser's job, kills all of Nova Corps. Nova flies out before he can kill him, and we meet Nova.
Okay.
And Nova comes into the thing.
It'd be interesting to see that.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be pretty awesome.
And Nova, in the TV show, the cartoon animated series right now, he's like with Spider-Man all the time.
Okay.
And he's younger.
So you have an extra affinity for him.
Yeah, so I'm kind of cool.
Hanging out with your boy.
And I also have the first issue of The Man Called Nova, The Man They Called Nova. So, and that's worth some bank. And if he shows up in this movie, the bank gets bigger.
Nice.
So, maybe I have to part ways with it. I don't know. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, so there's like little intricate things that we see. And then they're talking about the stones. And it's like, well, he wants the stones. We have them.
Yep.
So we see the Eye of Agamotto, and we know that that's the Time Stone with Doc Strange. Then they jump over to Vision,
yep.
Mind Stone Yellow, and then they go over to Black Panther in Wakanda, making you think that it's there, but they're looking at Vision on the thing. I'm still holding out hope that my rare, and I don't know anybody else that said it, I want to believe that I'm right about the Soul Gem, because like I said, it wasn't a mainstream thing.
Right, right.
So I'm hoping.
Well, it definitely would, I think it would surprise a lot of people if your theory becomes reality.
Adam Warlock.
Yeah.
That we don't even see the Soul Stone until he lands on Earth at the end, and he's like, it looks like you all need a little bit of help.
Right.
And they're like, who's this gold guy? Did he tan too much? He looks like a Californian.
Yeah.
He's got the blonde hair and orange body.
Oh, yeah.
Oompa Loompa. You know, what could it be? So, but, I mean, and can I say that I love that boom, that dun, 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 dun.
Very dramatic, but gets you jacked up at the same time.
It gets me so
amped.
Yeah. Like, it's just so, and by the way, Tyrone Biggums from Chappelle's Show would definitely defeat Thanos, but because he has the power of 1,000 suns.
He's got the power of crack rocks.
That's right. I smoke rocks. You're looking for gems? I got rocks. But you didn't look for this one, did you, huh? The white one. But it's, you know, I what else did you take away from it? Because we're breaking down the trailer, the three trailers that Infinity War has. What else has been sticking out? A lot of it takes place in Wakanda.
Well, the very obvious thing, I mean, when Gamora says, you know, literally snap your fingers. I mean, we just talked about that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's obvious. That's right there on the...
That's all he wants to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Boom, done. Do you think he finds all the stones in this movie, or is it going to be in Avengers 4?
I think it will come to a head in the next one. I don't think he's going to find everything in this particular movie. Maybe at the very end, he might get that last one.
Yeah.
But he's not going to... Really, we're not going to...
out that Adam Warlock shows up at the end of the third movie in Infinity War, Avengers 3, and that he just makes a comment like, are you looking for this?
And then, like, flies away and...
Yeah. And he just has it.
He's... Yeah.
Can I tell you who I'd be, like, crazy over if they show up in the movie? Silver Surfer.
That would be awesome. And if I'm not mistaken, he's a pretty pivotal character in...
Yeah. He's the one that falls into the Sanctum Sanctorum that we see Hulk fall into. In the comic books, that's the Silver Surfer. He's almost defeated. He almost dies. He gets away from Thanos, and he falls in, and he's in like a state of constant like shock and panic when he's there.
Mm-hmm.
And Wong and Doctor Strange are with him trying to calm him down, and he's just like spitting gibberish, but it makes sense.
Do you think he's the most likely to show up in this movie?
I'm really hopeful.
Or is there anybody else that you think could plausibly...
I don't think we're going to see Deadpool. We're not going to see...
I don't think we're going to see anyone X-Men right
now. No, I don't think we're going to see any X-Men. I would say... Well, we're going to see Spider-Man. We know that he plays some type of a pivotal role because they show him a lot. They have that one scene where they show him and he's like shot the web up onto the bridge and he's skating across the water. And I'm like, what do we need that for? You know, I really like him though.
Going back,
I think Silver Surfer's got the best
Venom
shot.
Trailer that just recently came out.
Yeah,
is there really a timeline on where the Venom trailer lines up with everything going on in Avengers?
Well,
is there a correlation there between the two?
Venom is the Planet of the Symbiotes storyline, which is one of my favorite comics ever. / Lethal Protector, which I didn't realize I had them all. I own them all. Okay. I was going through my stash and I was like, I got them all.
That's awesome.
I'm not gonna let anybody touch those. But yeah, those are my babies. So it's both of those stories, and the whole premise of it is that Spider-Man has already had the symbiote on him.
Mm-hmm.
He's already had the black suit. It's already it's already come off him, gone on Eddie Brock, become Venom. They've already fought each other in New York City. Spider-Man says to Eddie, I will stop chasing you if you leave my city. So Eddie goes to California.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay.
So there can be a connection.
Do you think Venom could possibly make an appearance?
I don't think so. I don't think they want to take away from Thanos.
Okay.
Okay. I don't think they want to.
Okay.
I think they want to see where Venom goes. I want to see where Venom goes. Sony, to the good Lord, baby Jesus, don't, please, please, he is my favorite anti-hero, villain, whatever, of all time. Don't mess this up.
Yeah.
I don't want to do a show about how disappointed I can't. I can't. Because I should be working on the movie. Like, I love the character. I love Venom.
Right.
Write it in my sleep.
Right. Sounds like you'd be just as disappointed as many Ghostbusters fans were when Answer the Call came out.
Did you like it?
I was entertained watching it, but I was disappointed in the overall direction that they took it.
I told you they could have changed that entire... They could have made so many people happy with 5 minutes. I tell you what that was?
Just refresh my memory.
Okay.
Your theory there.
So we know that obviously Egon can't be in it because he passed away.
Right.
So we can... So the
Why can't he?
Like,
Ghostbusters. Ghosts.
Right, he could be a ghost.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Well, they could still have him in this way. But this is what I would have done to change the whole thing up, right?
Yeah.
You got your original Ghostbusters.
Yep.
You got the girls.
Yep.
You got four girls, you got four guys, yep. Right? So the three guys are really sad that Egon's dead. They're saying, you know, one of the guys goes, we need to retire. The other guy's in it, the other guy's on the fence.
Yeah.
So they keep fighting. They go to fight crime one night. And these ghosts are just taking it to them. Guy, you know, Dan Aykroyd, he's like, oh, my back. You know, Bill Murray's like, God, I don't know if I could do this. Ernie Hudson's like, you know, I just, guys, I don't feel like I'm in it anymore.
They're getting old. They're getting beat up.
So they're getting to a point where they're going, you know, we need to retire. And then they're kind of sitting there with all the machines. And it's like, we're not what we used to be.
Right.
And then they're like, well, what do we do? Then they flash back to their daughters growing up going, Daddy, like, what's this? And they're playing with it. And you see them all, like, goofing around and, like, losing the thing and it's going out of their hands. And the guy, Bill Murray goes, I got a crazy idea. You know our daughters love what we do. And the other guy goes, no, I'm not. I don't want the family business. I don't want our daughters. He goes, no, just hear me out. Nobody can do it like we did it. It's in our genes. Let's go see the girls and let's see what they say. They end up handing off the equipment to the girls. The girls take over and their daughters are the ones that answer the call.
So that would have just completely fixed the connection there.
Would have changed the whole movie. I think you literally take the million dislikes on YouTube and at least get 500,000 of those to flip.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think if they would have, you know, let in with that, it definitely would have added to the...
Yeah. Putting them in the movie as random crazy people, you just don't put them in the movie.
Well,
I can't believe they agreed to do
it. I think that was the biggest complaint that a lot of people had. Obviously, there was a lot of upset people.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pretend like I wasn't one of them when they first announced it.
Right.
I didn't have...
There's nothing wrong with it.
I did not have the kindest words for the movie initially.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, when the movie came out, I was entertained.
Yeah.
I said, okay, I sat down. Maybe it wasn't my style comedy. Maybe not all the jokes hit like they, you know, I would prefer they would have.
Yeah.
But that movie wasn't, I didn't get the impression that movie was made for me.
Right.
I enjoyed it because it had a Ghostbusters twist to it, but we're getting kind of off topic on this. I mean, I could sit here and talk for hours about it. I enjoyed it in summary. I can't say it was the best movie, but, definitely disappointed in the direction, but if you're staying up to speed on any of the comic books that IDW has been releasing, they've been tying a lot of the loopholes there in terms of the connection between the universes, and they've been doing a lot of crossovers and things like that.
Well, that's good.
Which is pretty neat. And actually, I've been trying to keep up to speed with most of those comics, and they've been the stories are interesting. The way that they're connecting the universes, it's definitely in the plausible.
Right. Well, and Leslie Jones, she's really funny.
Oh yeah.
I really like Leslie.
She was one of my favorite characters in
the. She was like the thing that got me through like all the people being so like negative about it.
The thing about this movie, I think, and that kind of got me was the comedy again wasn't necessarily for me, but like the idea of like Chris Hemsworth, him being so blatantly like dumb.
Yeah.
I feel like they could have done that character differently.
Yeah.
They could have made it a little bit more like. Sarcastic, like he was literally a dummy in the movie.
Yeah, he was. And he was like what people would have like the dumb girl secretary with the weird with that stereotype.
Literally made him the male ditz. Yeah, you know, and
they flipped it like take that.
I mean, I get what they did with it, but I don't necessarily. I think they could have changed that.
I mean, the whole thing. I think that it would be really cool to see the monster be one of the heads from Night at the Museum, where he's like, "Dum dum, give me gum gum." I think that that would be funny awesome. Stuff to have. But I mean, yeah, it could be better. But the thing is, I mean, to kind of rope it all back together and make it all click is that, you know, you hope that things work out. And in Infinity War and watching the previews and seeing what we've seen so far, we've gotten to see some of the armor of Thanos.
Yep.
The golden armor.
Right.
I think he looks pretty badass.
Well, I got to say, when he had the helmet, he went to take it off.
Yeah.
That was, like, pretty epic looking.
Yeah, I think I love, but I'm something about, like, the shield because I'm a big Green Ranger fan.
Yeah.
Some about it, like, coming off your shoulder. Neck and going out. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So cool. That would be my armor. I feel like, because I'm always like, Thanos is going to be CG, so is it going to look real?
I think he looks pretty good.
Yeah, I think he looks good. He's got some, you know, little cuts in his beard area.
Yeah.
He looks like he's been worn out a little bit. He's purple people eater, doing what he's got to do. You know, but I think it's going to be cool. And he's got his own posse, which I think is kind of like, that's a lot. Because, I mean, we see one of them wreaking havoc on Doctor Strange and has like these prisms going into his mouth. So I don't think Thanos needs a posse.
Right.
So I'm kind of interested in learning about the posse.
It's going to be interesting to see what characters come out of this that we're not necessarily the most familiar with.
Right.
And I think that one that's holding his hand going shush at Doctor Strange in the trailer there.
Yeah.
I think he's probably going to be a pretty... I don't know, maybe he won't make it through this movie, but I think he's going to be a pretty big character in it. He's going to be one of the main henchmen for Thanos.
Yeah, I think it's going to be cool, and it's going to be interesting because if we see Doctor Strange in that predicament, does that mean that the Time Stone is gone too?
Yeah.
Just like, you know, the Mind Stone seemingly being gone. So it's leaving a bunch of question marks, and it's saying, okay, well then there's the Aether and the Soul Stone. You know, there's not much left.
Well, I was about to say we really don't know where the Aether is, and I mean we do. The Collector has it, but at the time in the movie when that battle's going down, we really don't know.
Yeah, the Aether, the Reality Stone, the Soul Stone, we don't know. But it's like he has the Space Stone.
Yep.
He has the Power Stone.
Yep.
And we think that he's going to get the Time and the Mind, so he could have four.
He could have four. And maybe the Aether will be in the following one, in the fourth movie. But
and I think it's crazy too that Thanos says, because it's kind of something that like reminds me of the comic book. He says, "Fun is not." I want to quote it as best I can. Fun is not something that one thinks of when balancing the universe. But he's like, I have to admit that this does put a smile on my face. He has like a really sick sense of humor.
Yeah.
But it's like he could come down and just murder people and wreak havoc, but he kills you very slowly, which in most stories is really good for the protagonists, the heroes, because the longer somebody takes to kind of like make you suffer to kill you, the more opportunities you have to get to escape. So
hopefully is, they do. Is he basically the Negan?
A little
of,
bit, yeah.
Of Infinity War.
Negan all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
with an Infinity Gauntlet instead of Lucille.
Yeah.
A little bit of difference.
Yep.
But yeah, but he is the Negan.
Okay.
I don't know how many shits he's gonna say, but he's definitely the, I mean, it's a Disney movie, but
yeah.
He is the Negan.
Yep.
But it's gonna be, I mean, is there anything else that kind of stuck out to you from the trailer? Any kind of closing thoughts of the whole kind of view of the trailer itself and what it kind of brought to you? I mean, we've covered a lot of different things about, you know, Thanos. I find it weird that Iron Man is like, tell me his name again. And they're like, Thanos. Maybe that's him having the premonition, the vision that he saw from Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
Maybe he's trying to like certify that that's what he saw.
Very possible. Very possible. I'm not sure. I think to close it out, my biggest takeaway is the plausible idea that the Soul Stone's there in Wakanda, just based on everything that's going on there.
Well, we know we're going to spend a lot of time in Wakanda.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot of time in Wakanda.
Absolutely.
So it'll be interesting to see kind of where we go from here. And that there is that moment when when Iron Man steps outside Tony Stark and Wong is frozen, Hulk is frozen, and Doctor Strange is frozen, which the Time Stone can do. So does Doctor Strange do that, or does something else do
that? Right.
So there's a lot of questions that we have.
A lot remains to be seen.
And a lot to be seen. And thankfully, with the movie very short ways away, they have not shown us so much to the point where we have no questions, like they did with Age of Ultron, where I felt like I watched the whole entire movie before I saw it.
Right.
So, shout out to you guys in a world where everybody wants information before they want information. Thank you for keeping some secrets.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that the armpit in Captain Marvel, I can't believe you did that.
Well, I can't believe Marvel did that.
That's pretty upsetting.
We're going to take a step aside here. I heard there's some breaking news. Something's going on outside of the studio. We'll be right back. Thanos, I hope that you're gone. Just leave. I don't have the Soul Stone. I told you it's with Adam Warlock. And he's somewhere right now. I think he's in a tanning bed somewhere. So go check the tanning bed. We'll be right back here on Superpowered Pop. We have to get to For Your Amusement, as long as the amusement outside kind of keeps it to a minimum. We'll be right back.
This broadcast of Superpower Pop, just as Dan said, for breaking news! We thought that the Hulk was the problem, but it turns out that Thanos is outside. He's looking for some guy named Adam Warlock. The guy looks like he's been in a tanning bed for way too long. Can you say Oompa Doompa Loompa? We have an eyewitness outside. Sir, what did you say?
I am Groot.
No, I'm asking you, what's going on?
I am Groot.
Have you seen Thanos?
I am Groot.
Okay, people. Well, obviously, this person outside just needs to find their mother. I mean, do you know where your mom is?
I am Groot.
Folks, thanks for finding out this breaking news. We're just totally bumper-flustered right now. We'll be right back.
I am Groot.
Okay, somebody get this kid out of here.
I'm Groot.
Hey, this is Frank Albertine, the owner of The Fourth Wall, 41 New Hartford Shopping Center, New Hartford, New York. The phone number is 315-922-7770. I always wanted to kind of create my own vision of a store. Basically, that's what I did here was kind of took a lot of influence from these local comic book stores or stores that I've been to in big cities, and kind of put my own twist to it. When I thought about naming the store, you know, I bounced a couple different ideas around, and I realized, you know, what better name than Breaking the Fourth Wall, because that's really what I believe we do here, is we break that sense of reality, because we are so different. You could come in here 7 days a week, and 7 days a week here to be shocked and surprised and see new items and see different things. It's not just comics, it's not just pops, it's not just pop culture. It's everything under the sun for any collector. And you don't even have to really be a collector, you just have to enjoy having something of your own. We have something for everyone, and if we don't have it, we can get it. We carry stuff that no one carries. I have stuff in here that no one else has. I have stuff in here that you're not going to see anywhere else. I plan to be here for a long time. I put everything, you know, that I am into the store, and I try to keep the store ever changing so that it's never something stale. You're never going to walk in here and feel like, oh, you know, I've seen that thing 100 times, or, oh, you know, I've seen that thing so many other places. So the turning point for me was just realizing that I thought I was finally ready to take what I knew and what I know and what I had and kind of put it in just a big location for everybody to enjoy.
We're back here on Superpowered Pop with DT and
EB,
hanging out with you at superpoweredpop.com, superpoweredpop.podbean.com, and of course on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at superpoweredpop. Apparently the people outside met Groot, and I guess it didn't turn out that well for them.
I guess not.
I don't think that they understand that that's all he says.
Yeah, you know, definitely it leaves things up for interpretation, to say the least.
Yeah, it does, you know, but hopefully at some point, maybe they'll, you know, kind of think outside of the talking tree when they're looking for an eyewitness.
Yeah, oh, I'm not turned into a talking tree. I'll bail me out of any situation, so.
The funniest thing about it is, I swear that I saw that reporter go and talk to numerous trees before he got to Groot, which was amazing. Well, we're here, speaking of For Your Amusement, that was for our amusement outside the window here of the studios. And now, for your amusement, it's time for us to get into our signature segment that we always end Super Powered Pop with. Rapid fire at the beginning, for your amusement at the end. What do you want to talk about today for your amusement, Eric? What's on your brain?
So, we're both in the midst of planning vacations right now.
Yeah.
And obviously...
You're an over-planner.
Those vacations are in Disney World. And yes, I am an over-planner.
Eric's a color-coded Danny Tanner full house planner.
Dude, you gotta be. When you're going on a Disney trip, you gotta make the most of your time. And you gotta be ready to have a backup plan. You gotta know...
To the backup plan.
Exactly. You gotta have a plan C to your plan B, to your plan A. You gotta be prepared for everything.
Yeah.
Because whether it's weather, changes
you're on there. I said you need to make my... schedule. Like, as a business owner, I wake up on Wednesday morning.
You can't afford me, Dan. You can't afford
me. I wake up on a Wednesday and I'm like, I know I have a meeting at 4.
Yep.
Couldn't tell you who it's with. Like, that's, yep. I need, this is, and but you're good at it. You know what the thing is? And your wife, it was funny. I said, your wife's like, did he show you the list? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, it's a lot, isn't it? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, he likes to do it. And I was, but the thing is, you have a kid that you have to take care of. So, I mean, it's smart. You're smart with this.
I like to make the most of my Disney trips.
Right.
And, I mean, these vacations are expensive. They're not cheap. So, no. To go down there and to kind of be running around blindly and not really know what you got going on, it adds the whole stress level of a vacation. You don't want to be stressed when you're on vacation. So,
right.
For me, for my family...
You want to have your bathroom time planned.
We like to have... Yeah, I don't have my bathroom time planned. Of course.
14 minutes. Do not go over.
Of course, we might have diaper changes planned for Mace, but you know...
How is he with the trips? Is he good?
He's been great so far.
I mean, I got to experience him on a day, and he was good.
He literally, for the... We've taken him twice now,
yeah.
And both trips, he's been awesome.
Yeah, because he's a little man. He's 3?
Yeah, he's 3. He'll be 4 in about another 9 months. So, yeah, he's got a little almost 3.5 here.
Yeah.
Every trip up to this point, he's thoroughly enjoyed from what we can collect. And he's been great. I mean, I couldn't ask for a better kid. He's been phenomenal on these trips. So
when him and I experienced Disney together for the first time ever, I went up to him and put my fist out, and he bumped my fist.
Yeah.
And that was one of my... all-time favorite Magic Kingdom moments that should have been in, like, a sitcom or a movie.
Yeah.
Like, when I walked up to him, and you're like, can you shake Dan's hand? And I put my hand out, he bumped my fist, and he looked at me, and I was like, by far, castle in the background, nighttime sky, one of the perfect
moments.
It's
almost like it could have been on a Disney commercial.
It should have been.
It should have been.
They should have paid me.
Wicked awesome. Yeah, they should have.
They should have.
But they can't afford you, right?
They cannot afford me. They can't even try to afford me.
Yeah, it's too
funny. I am 3 Infinity Gauntlets.
Yeah,
so.
Yep. Yep.
Whatever that means.
That's too funny.
So we're planning our Disney trip. So I do not have a timesheet printed out. But I plan dinner stuff.
I get the impression you're a little bit more go with the flow though.
I am.
And you have you have the flexibility because you don't have a kid. Prior to my son being born, I didn't do this. I didn't take the time to sit down and plan it. I just used the app. I went through. Now it's kind of like one of those situations where you're down there and something comes up, and all parents can relate to this. And one day you'll know what I'm talking about, Dan. One day you'll know. On a trip like that, though, time is kind of precious.
Yeah.
And you know, if you're not familiar with Disney, especially if you're one of those people that might go once in a while, you get on the wrong bus. You get on you go on the wrong route.
Yeah.
You don't realize that dinner reservation might take you an hour and 15 minutes to get over to that particular resort to take another bus to, or not resort, but maybe a park or something. You know how it goes
when you're planning trips. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you can chew up a lot of time commuting from place to place in Orlando and especially on property in Disney. So, you know, just having a backup plan, knowing where you're going, what you're doing, and being able to kind of just roll with the punches off of that, having that plan B or C, depending on where you're eating dinner.
How's your wife with all this?
She's fine.
You in charge of all the planning issues, and she's kind of like...
She's a little bit more go with the flow.
Okay.
Whereas I'll get anxiety, but she'll get it too.
Yeah.
Especially when I start getting it. So I feed.
That's how my wife
I feed her
when she gets when she gets anxious. I get like I can't breathe.
Yeah.
And I tell her that all the time. I'm like, I said, you can't. I was like, babe, you can't. You gotta stop getting worked up. I was like, I can't. I can't. I was like, I can't. She's like, well, what about me? I was like, but when you get, I get.
Right.
Like, you need to not, and then I won't. She's like, but you need to help me not. I was like, I can't. I'm gonna pass out.
Right.
You know. It's like she's like, one of us needs to be. When I'm, she's.
Yeah.
But when she gets like worked up, not all the time, but like if she gets, you know, uncomfortable about something or something like that, it might start to get me a little bit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Like if the plane starts bumping around,
oh, yeah.
and it makes that like drop, right? She's out, she's like, you know, she's like kind of like laying over on me and she's got her eyes closed and she's kind of like not trying to pay attention to anything going on the plane. And then she's like, babe, are you good? And I have like that Botox smile. And I'm like,
yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
She's like, are you fine? I was like, yeah. She goes, is that supposed to happen? I was like, sure, why not? Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's good. But most of the time when she freaks out, I'm good.
Yep.
But there's moments where I'm like, don't freak out.
Yep.
You can't freak out.
Yeah.
Just relax. It's going to be okay.
Yeah, we have those moments too. It happens to the best of us. That's just the...
Yeah, don't freak out.
The beauty of being married.
There's always a pizza fry.
Oh, yeah.
There's always a place always to go.
Always somewhere to go.
There's always somewhere to go.
And that's another good thing. I mean, there always is a backup plan. I mean, you can trip over something at that point to do when you're down there. Because there's just so much to do.
Yeah.
And anybody that goes on a Disney trip trying to accomplish everything, you're setting yourself up for failure.
You got
to
go and have fun.
You got to go and have fun. You can't set yourself up for failure.
And Kate used to think, like, I think Disney trips are relaxing. Like, Kate used to say, my idea of relaxing is being on a beach somewhere and doing absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I can do that for 2 or 3 days. And then I'm like, I got to go. I got to do something.
That's how me and Tara are. We can't sit still.
Right.
So we on occasion, we'll go up to like Cape Cod.
Yeah.
Or we'll go to a different...
If I'm in a cabin long enough, I'm thinking that a giant alligator's coming or it's haunted.
Right.
I need to go.
Yeah.
If I'm there for a weekend, it's grown-ups. If it's 4 days, it's a sci-fi bad movie.
Yeah.
Like, that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to Kate and I'm going, and she's like, how do you go to Disney? She's like, I don't want to go to Disney all the time because I want to relax. And she's like, Disney's not relaxing. And I said, but for me it is. So I said to her last year, I said, let's just go. Just trust me. I'm going to plan it. It's going to be okay. We go down there. We got no plans, even keel, except for like dinners and that pertinent stuff. We're a couple days into the trip and she goes, I get it now.
Yeah.
And now, I don't say a word. I'm walking through the house and she stops me and she puts her hand on my arm. She's like, babe, I want to take a Disney trip. Where before it was like, I got to sell Disney a little, I thought. And then it became that Disney is relaxing if you do it right and you trust each other. And she trusted me to do some stuff. And now I think she's more relaxed with Disney than maybe she's ever been. I hope.
Well, thankfully, I never had to sell my wife on the premise of going to Disney because... She went on a few different occasions with her family growing up.
Yeah.
As did I. I was blessed enough that my family was able to go several times as I was growing up. And ironically, me and my wife, we went there on our honeymoon, and we've been blessed enough over the last, 8 years of our marriage to frequent Disney property. And, you know, we're really grateful to be able to have done that. I'm just happy that I can take my son there now. And have him experience it in a different way than I have.
Did you schedule my snacks and my bathroom breaks?
No.
Did you prepare us for that?
I did not, because I packed extra diapers.
Oh, okay. So we're just not going to the bathroom.
No.
We're just gonna
go. Gotta maximize your time, Dan.
We're just straight through.
Every single ride.
Yeah. We're just going with it.
I got you some Depends. We're good to go, man.
That's awesome. That works for me 100%. I typically don't wear underwear, so I have room.
Look. Thankfully, we're not going to be riding any, free hanging rides where something might slip out the side of your shorts.
I don't want to scare anybody. Is there a snake on this ride? There is now. Are we on the Jungle Cruise? No, this is the Kilimanjaro Safaris.
Oh my God, I'm dying here. That's too much. Well, anywho, So
we're excited to go on, and I like to plan out certain things, but I found that with my wife, that if I kind of just say, hey, we're not in any rush to get anywhere, let's wake up when we want to wake up, and do what we got to do. But I also understand, you know, having kids, you got to be hip to the game. And you try and get them on a schedule and a habit so that you know, hey, every day around like noon to two, we're going to have to do this.
Right.
As opposed to, well, this day it's at 8 and this day is at 2 and this day it's at 10 and this day. And I know things happen, but you like to keep on a schedule where you can do stuff in the morning, do stuff at night, and in the middle of the day, take care of this, that, and the other. That's how my mom did it.
It's all about maximizing your time.
Right.
You know, but the same thing, you don't want to be so stuck to that schedule. And this is more of a guideline than it is a full-on rule for our vacation. And anybody that's planned a Disney trip knows that there's a lot of moving pieces to it.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you want to accomplish it.
Yeah. Trying to bring my wife's sister to Frozen and finding out that the ride broke down on that day.
Yeah.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah, that's
because we saved that to the end.
We had that same issue. And we actually took Mace and we waited in the standby line. And we got all the way up there and the ride literally broke down.
And what do you say to your kid?
Well, thankfully, Disney's typically pretty good about giving, you know, return fast passes.
But does he cry? Because kids, I mean, that's a normal thing to cry about.
Well, I was fortunate enough when we took him that he was getting a little, I guess you can say, annoyed that we were standing in line for so long.
Yeah.
But he didn't really know why we were leaving.
Yeah.
You know, for him, he was still lines? He has his moments. He has his moments. But he's starting to figure it out. He's starting to get the idea of that, hey, we can't just go. We got to wait for a minute.
Yeah.
And you know.
Well, for your amusement, we're going to talk about restaurants at Disney and so much more coming up here. Eric's gonna plan the whole thing out.
I feel like we could do a whole show just on Disney. So maybe we'll have to fit that into the schedule here in the near future. But hey, looking forward to it. I think this trip coming up is going to be a lot of fun, and I look forward to doing some new rides and attractions with my co-host here.
I am Groot.
Hi, I'm Groot.
This is Super Powered Pop with DT and
EB.
Dan Zator and Eric Bunch here with you. SuperPoweredPop.com, SuperPoweredPop.podbean.com. Find us on iTunes, Super Powered Pop with Dan Tortora. And, of course, on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, it's all the same, at Super Powered Pop. Find the episodes, find the special people that we've been blessed to have on the show, and, of course, hear what we have to say about numerous topics. As you know, rapid fire in the beginning for your amusement at the end, and the meat and potatoes today was the Infinity War trailer and our excitement about the upcoming movie. Check out all episodes where we told you and on the hub of SuperPoweredPop.com. Eric, we'll talk to them soon, and in the meantime, we are Groot.
We are Groot.
We'll talk to you soon.
Peace out, everybody.